I wanted to give Tim Skubick a call. We're going to call this the Tim Skubick Does Anybody Care segment, because I'm going to ask Mr. Skubick several questions wondering, does the state of Michigan, as far as a citizens, do we care? Tim, how are you this morning?
Good, Tony.
Good weekend?
Very nice.
Medical marijuana is at the forefront of the news. Does anybody care?
Yeah, I think so. The general public member voted for this thing. And obviously the law enforcement community cares, because they're just all over this thing like a cheap suit. So, yes.
I ask because it was voted through, but it seems like, as opposed to the citizens, the people who have the most problem with it are law enforcement and city officials, I guess, trying to enact or build those ordinances, if you will.
Well, they are struggling with this thing, and they claim that the law as drafted was poorly written. But then the other part of the story is the people that are also impacted are the people that are selling this stuff and also the people that are using it. So there's a little tug of war going on between these law enforcement and municipality folks and the other folks on the other side that want to use this law. So it's reaching critical mass, and it's not high on the governor's agenda, but I think we're going to see some action on this thing in the fall.
The Michigan Republican Party has said, yes, let's do a presidential primary. Does anybody care?
Well, when they show up at the polls, the people will, because here's what a closed primary is. It basically is that you show up on the election day, and they're not sure what the date will be right now. It looks like it might be February 28th. But in order to vote in the Republican primary, you have to sign a sheet of paper that says you're a Republican. Now, the Democratic Party chair, Mark Brewer, we had him on the show over the weekend, said, you know what, I'm going to guess there's going to be some Democrats that are going to show up and sign that piece of paper, and they're going to go into the Republican primary and vote for what they perceive to be the worst candidate for president. We call that in the business a crossover vote. Brewer says, I don't think that's right, but gee whiz, I can't stop it.
When I was reading the MERS newsletter over the weekend, I saw that Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly had talked about parallels between Wisconsin and Michigan, especially when you talk about the recalls that are going on there. It's a bigger deal there than here.
Well, it was a bigger deal because actually the Democrats were able to recall two of the Republican state senators. Now, they didn't get control back of the Senate over there, but that was a big deal. But we also have recall mania going on here. The Republicans are late to the party, but they're getting into the act. They're going to have a list of about 24 Democrats that they would like to recall, and they would like to put those issues of those lawmakers on the ballot on February the 28th. The aforementioned presidential primary, where the theory being that a lot of Republicans will show up to vote in the presidential primary and they'll hang around long enough to vote against those Democrats that the R's would like to recall. Mr. Brewer also says that could backfire. So recall mania is alive and well in our state.
What happened to Congressman Bill Huizenga when the president was in town? Was that on purpose?
Well, you know, as you know, the beautiful thing about doing politics is that the truth sometimes is a little elusive. I got a heads up that the Huizenga story was unfolding when the president was in town in Holland last week. And I talked to Mr. Huizenga. He was kind enough to return my call. And he said, look, I wanted to go. And I didn't get an invitation. And Mark Brewer said everybody got an invitation. So obviously somebody has got this story wrong. And short of putting them both on sodium pentothal, I'm not sure we're going to find out. It seems if the president was interested in molding bipartisan cooperation, you would make sure that the local congressman was there. And Huizenga has a record of bipartisan cooperation. So somebody's not telling me the truth on that one.
MSNBC had a special that focused on the Detroit public schools. And in your blog, you write that the emergency financial manager, put his foot in his mouth. What do you mean by that?
Well, he needed a new car to get around the state, and he bought an SUV valued at about $40,000. And this is for a school district that is struggling to make ends meet. Couldn't he have bought a Volkswagen for $13,000, a used one, you know?
Couldn't he have bought a used SUV for $20,000?
Well, that's the point. And as I suggested in that blog, and by the way, thank you for reading my stuff. I appreciate that. This is why you don't let business guys go into politics, because there's something missing from their DNA. How does this stuff play with the public? What is the perception? I mean, this guy bought a brand. Look at, he probably needed a new vehicle. He had an old Chrysler that had 115,000 miles on it. But you don't want out on the lot and find the nice, shiniest black SUV you can find and just buy it. It just sends the wrong signal. Obviously, he needs wheels, but you're right. There probably was something cheaper out there.
Tim, where's Lansing Mayor Virge Bonaro? He has not been in the public much. He only seems to talk about national topics, and he does the national media. Where's Virge?
Well, I've actually run into him a couple of times out doing stories. The most unusual one, we were covering the opening round of the UAW talks with the state out at their headquarters on Grand River near the airport. And we were standing out there waiting for these guys to come out. And who walks in but Virge Bonaro? And I said, Mr. Mayor, what are you doing here? He says, well, I got to go to the bathroom.
Good one-liner.
Isn't that great? And he did, and then we talked to him afterwards. Let the record be clear that we did not follow him into the bathroom,
well,
okay?
Yes, yeah. And we won't get into hand-washing here on the program. All right, and that leads me in. What significance do the talks with the Big Three and the UAW mean for the state?
Wow, they're huge. I take Mr. King at his word that he really does want to conduct these talks in a different way. They don't want to strike. In fact, they can't do that. But there will be some significant issues. For example, you recently read that this second tier salary that the new guys and ladies coming in on the line are making $14 to $16 an hour, while there are others on the line making $32 or more. And that causes some angst. And so that's one issue. And keeping the car companies competitive. You don't want to kill the golden goose just as it's starting to lay some golden eggs. So it's very delicate. It does impact Michigan's economy, both psychologically and economically. These talks are very, very important.
All right. When are things going to get juicy and meaty again? Is it going to be after the Labor Day weekend when we talk about state politics?
Well, the guys come back next week on the 24th, mm-hmm. and I think they're going to do some stuff on health care benefits for state employees and public employees. They want to do an 80-20 split with the workers picking up 20% of the cost. I think that's going to fly in the state Senate. The governor continues to work on his bridge story, but the lieutenant governor tells us that they do have plans B, C, D, E, and F. If they can't get it in the legislature, they may go that route. So I think next week we're going to see a little more stuff. Traditionally after Labor Day is when they come back and work on some additional issues.
And what are you working on for Channel 6 tonight?
Well, we're going to look into this story of the bridge alternatives. It's interesting. The governor still believes he can get the votes in the legislature, but if that doesn't work out, he may go around the legislature, which could cause some controversy because lawmakers like to check in on this thing. And if he stiffs them, that could create some problems for the good governor.
All right, Tim Skubick, make sure you check out Off the Record. You can see him down in Detroit if you're watching TV Channel 6 here locally. He's all over our radio waves. Mr. Skubick, thanks so much.
Mr. Skubick, thanks, Tony.